1872. Alrighty, folks, today I am bringing you episode 170 of the Adrian Lozano Show, and I've got my wonderful co-host, Mr. Backy Builder, back. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the Adrian Lozano Show, and I am Backy, and of course, this is Adrian Lozano that I'm hanging out with. Oh, the sounds of nature.
That train is really bombarding us with nature.
We love the sounds of nature. The nature of the city.
We've got ourselves another... The nature of the city. We've got ourselves another drinking episode. And I've got my lovely... what is it? Jamaican accent. So let's do this.
It's not even Jamaican.
Irish. All right, so let's. I'll do some reading here. So that
it's going to be Irish.
It's going to be Irish. That's right. This is India Pale Ale. Okay, so.
Yeah, you read it.
Brewed and canned by the Martin Brewing House. Oh, no.
Martin.
No.
Yes.
Weren't they the ones that did the German chocolate cake stout? I don't know. I don't listen to my own show.
I feel like I'm getting high pitched here. I think we're gonna have to do some research, folks.
Oh gosh, one of us can't. Yeah. Okay, so Dream Technology is the name of the beer, and it's an India Pale Ale, 7% alcohol by volume, made in Texas by Texans for Mexicans.
Hell yeah.
Government warning, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of risk of birth defects. 2, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, or may cause health problems. I'm in. I'm all for it.
Boy!
For the listeners, there's a cat that needs wrangling pretty soon.
Yeah, he has a tendency
to escape.
Get out, as they say.
Oh, this is pretty.
Ooh, he's crouching down. He's gonna attack Claudia.
Uh-oh.
Another cat who does not need wrangling.
No. She'll wrangle herself, thank you very much. All right, sir.
Okay, so Supernaut...
Who was that made by?
Supernaut. It's this Fourth Tap Brewing Co.
Fourth Tap. Okay. So it's not Martin. So I think Martin House was the pineapple upside down.
Supernaut. Let's see. I wanna confirm this.
He cannot confirm or deny.
It's Fourth Tap Brewing Co-op. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is not, you know.
Thank gosh.
The Martin.
Thank the great Cthulhu. Oh yeah. So let's do this.
Oh, and the can actually looks really cool.
It's got an octopus brain woman. It reminds me of Brainiac from Superman because it's got the purple and the green.
It reminds me of Frankenstein, like the color of the skin.
Oh yeah. Like,
you know what I mean? And then it's
the
got
good old dead flesh.
And it's got all these wires going into her spine. Like
she's wired like Matrix.
Like the Matrix.
Cheers.
I'll have to see how this goes.
As far as IPAs go, that's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to taste that again.
From behind. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's smooth. That's good.
That is very smooth. I don't know. There is a certain... there's a certain undertone that I'm not...
Like an aftertaste?
No, it's not an aftertaste.
Well, let's see here. What does it give us any more? There's no elaborations on the flavors.
No,
it just says India Pale Ale.
Yeah, and it has that alien chick with the big pink
octopus in her
pink purple gun.
If you could entertain the listeners, I've got to.
I gotta wrangle up the kitty cat. That cat loves to get out. He's running back. He knows he's been caught. So yeah, but anyways, this one. I mean, I gotta say, I like it. It's got a almost like a, I want to say a...
Oh, I got the kitty cat. I got the kitty cat.
Throw him inside. Get in there, boy. All right, thank you, sir. Teamwork.
Yeah.
He's stubborn.
He did not see me coming. He did not expect me to pick him up. He ran right across my path. Little did he know I was sitting here drinking a Dreamy Technology India Pale Ale.
Is it Dreamy? Oh, it's Dream, right? Or is that the Y? That's a bird.
Well,
that's a bird, sir.
It kind of looks like a Y.
Okay, Dreamy. It could be Dreamy.
Dreamy. No, it's called Dream Technology. But
I'm really interested in the next selection we have. This, I feel like we're just getting this one out of the way, sir. This
I kind of
means nothing to me.
Man, talk about crushing your dream technologies.
but it's
lacking something, like in the body. I can't quite put my finger on
it.
In the very bottom of the taste.
You're right. It doesn't have a lingering flavor. What it's got a lacking of something. It's empty.
There's something that's missing at the
exactly.
bottom of the taste. Like I.
It's like a shock top without the citrus. You know, there's something not there.
It's not full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am gonna finish drinking it though.
Of course. For the listener.
But I would say
we drink
if.
For
like,
you.
For some reason in a reality that is not South Texas, if this were the only beer... If this were the only beer at a party, I would drink it.
If it was between this and, like, Bud Light, I would drink this.
Yes,
yeah.
Most definitely. I would actually drink this, I would say, over Budweiser as well.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that regular Budweiser... it's got a fondness for me. I can't leave it alone. It's coming after me. It's like, hey, you doing?
I like the Budweiser too. Don't get me wrong, but I do like that beer as well.
That was definitely, I think that or Schlitz was the first. No, it was Budweiser was the first one I tried.
Coors Light was my first love.
Yeah, that was your first one.
It was definitely the one that I ran with for quite some time.
Hello there.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the Adrian Lozano Show, and we are going to be trying an Irish red beer.
Shannon.
Now, these have been sitting in my fridge for about a week and a half, so...
Shannon.
Shannon Brewing Company.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Fire-brewed Irish red, multi-award-winning malt-forward amber ale. It says, alrighty.
Yes, sir.
Shannon Brewing Company again. Ah, Irish Texas brewed roots. That's interesting. Shannon Irish Red is a lovely malt forward. I don't believe I've seen something called a malt forward before.
I don't think I have either.
Amber ale with a copper color and refreshing flavor. Shannon Irish Red is reminiscent of the finest reds from Ireland. This medium-bodied beer is brewed with pale and crystal malts to provide toffee, caramel, and biscuit notes. That's right, biscuit notes. A blend
Say that one more time for clarity.
Is it the caramel or the caramel?
No, the other
biscuit
one.
Biscuit notes. Biscuit notes.
That's a good one.
A blend of noble hops. That's right, they're noble. Provides balance and a subtle hop aroma. This beer will pour clear with a light tan head. All Shannon beers are unfiltered and unpasteurized. Keep refrigerated. Enjoy this beer while it's young. Alcohol percent by volume, 5.8%. IBU 28, SRM 12. Serve at 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Net count, 12 fluid of your ounces. Interesting.
Okay, I don't know what a biscuit note is, but I think we're about to find out.
Let's crack it open. Oh, that wasn't the best cracking I've done. I've done better cracking.
Unleash the cracking, sir.
Cracking the smoking. There we go.
It does look amber, and it has red in it as well.
Scarlet.
Yeah, I think it is more amber than it is red.
Let me take a look at my glass. That looks the same in my glass. It looks the same.
No, but for real, look, like, I mean, it's got plenty of red in there.
Let's take a whiff. Smells delicious.
Smells a little sweet. And we're actually tasting it now.
Jesus Christ.
Are you thanking him or blaming him?
Oh. For hell's sake.
For the record, he's pretty much drinking the entire thing right now without saying very much.
Another. That's delicious, man. That's really good.
It is, right?
I like that. I like
it's
that
not
quite
as,
a bit.
It's not as heavy as some of
you
the other
you son of a bitch,
reds.
You've had this before.
What?
You've had this before without me on the show. I find this out. No!
Well, you know, a week and a half is a long time for me to buy a new red ale and not taste it.
I'll give you that.
But I could have kept drinking it, but it didn't.
Thank you for sharing this. This is delicious. I really enjoyed this. Yeah. Seriously, though, another. I'm going to grab another.
Yeah, you should, man. I like it.
This is very good.
It's a very clean finish too, like not a heavy aftertaste, but just enough to keep you wanting more. I detect a slight
of hand. It's a
sweetness. Like a slight sweetness and also strong red ale flavor that you want, but it's not too strong, you know. It's not as strong as some of the other reds that we frequent.
I have to be honest and say I miss Newcastle red ale, the blood red ale.
Oh, the werewolf.
Yeah, God, do I miss it? Everything pales in comparison to it.
It really does.
And
it's
sad because every time I try a red ale, I'm like, fuck, I want that beer.
It's still not...
It's so fucking
werewolf.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, if honestly, like, if they sold that on the regular, like, that would be my beer. That would be my go-to beer.
100%.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, out of everything that they've made, that's the best beer that I've had. Like, it's my favorite beer that I've ever had.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yes.
Like,
yes. I don't think I've had... I agree.
It's so fucking good.
I've never
and
had
it's
a
It's so
beer.
Refreshing. And the thing was, when I had it, I was addicted to it. And I could not, like, get enough of it because of the flavor. Like,
yes.
It was the flavor of it that really enticed me. And I really was ignorant of red ales before that.
Yeah.
Well, truthfully.
Yeah, me too.
Truthfully,
me too.
I was like, what the fuck's this? A gimmick? I like werewolves, sure. And then next thing I knew, I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to buy all these six packs right here.
Yeah, yeah. Because you told me about it. And I was
I think
like,
I told you about it. And I had like
I
bought like five six packs.
Yeah, and I was like, if he's bought all this, I mean, it must be good. But how good could it really be?
Yeah, and then you were like,
little did I know, I was like, yes, I get it. Good. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the listeners, there's also the sounds of the ice cream man, nature's ice cream man.
Yes.
The ice cream man.
Yeah, when you're out in the country, you know, and that ice cream man comes by, you can't help but...
Wonder what the hell he's doing. What the hell's he doing out here? This is the country.
Listen to the sultry songs of the ice cream man.
What song is that?
He's all got bass behind it, too.
That's his name. The character Stephen Nipley. Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah, he's the landlord of the trailer park.
The trailer park.
Yes. Stephen Nipley.
Stephen Nipley. When you've seen one Nipley, you've seen them all.
Oh, yeah.
The Nipley family.
But then, again, you know, there's so many offshoots of the Nipley. You know. You've seen the round ones, the big ones, the short ones, the tiny ones, the long ones. There be many versions of the Nipley. I tell you, you know, there's the hairy ones too. Don't forget about those. The hairy ones, the smelly ones, the ones that smell like pink roses. You know, and then you have the ones that you don't even want to mention.
Nice. So, out of the two beers that we had today, which ones would you recommend? Both of them? I would say the red one, the Irish one, yes. The other one, no. Nah.
The Dream Technology, I would not recommend that one. Overall, I mean, it's decent.
I gotta go back on what I said.
Yeah, I said about wanting a Budweiser less than that. I gotta go back on that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm backtracking.
You're backpedaling, Becky.
Yeah, I'm backpedaling on that one. But I stand firm with the red ale. I think that one was good. And I think it's a good beer. I've had better red ales, but that one definitely is something that I would order at like a tap house or I'd pick up another six pack of it one day. You know.
The Shannon. The Michael Shannon, yeah. I like me some Michael Shannon. He's a good actor. He's very intense.
Yeah, that guy is... Dude, he looks... Michael Shannon looks like a guy...
Shh, the trains are coming.
That,
the sounds of nature.
That guy looks intimidating.
Alrighty then, folks, that's going to go ahead and wrap up today's episode, or this week's episode, I should say. I hope you learned something, and if you did learn something, make sure to use it against someone you know and love, in a good way. As always, this is a comedy podcast intended for the purposes of humor, the likes of which you've never seen. Don't forget to check out my other podcasts, Directly with Lee and Marcus. It's about ghost stories and horror, along with Adrian Lozano Reads Comics and Adrian Lozano Smokes CBD, THC, and LSD. All of these shows available wherever you get your podcasts. And also there's more. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, The Adrian Lozano Show. I don't think you need the, but you can stick it in if you want. Also, nature's coming at me again. You can find me on Twitter, at Lozano Show. Also, Adrian Lozano Show on Instagram. And Adrian Lozano Show on TikTok. Now there's an emergency. I must go save someone. A seat. I shall see you. Probably never, but I shall speak to you in the future from the past.
Oh, do be careful, Adrian.